have identified, in our view, very specific areas that can be targeted in each of the five key areas that will generate 250 jobs over the next 3 years. And so far, of those 250, 80 have been identified in terms of individual companies and individuals that will be taking these on over the next 3 years.
The status of those 80 jobs appears to be somewhat in dispute. A number of people claiming that it was suggested by yourself and others within the group that those jobs were set in stone on the ground, it was just a matter of a little while and they'd be there. You're saying it's not that simple.
I don't know where that arose, because certainly as chairman of the group, I have never said that we had 80 jobs created as of now. We are still very, very confident that we can generate the other jobs on top of the 80 to make up the 250. Plus, which isn't getting any mentions, that outside of those 250 jobs, we identified that there's probably at least another 100 jobs beyond the three-year time span, provided that the minister takes away some of the blockages that are impeding job creation in the Killybegs region. This should be an upbeat story, and instead people are casting aspersions on it. I wonder at times, is it how people don't want to have the jobs in Killybegs?